All right. Glory to God. It's so good to see the body of Christ working together. Amen. Glory to God. God is so, so faithful. Hallelujah. Andres, I got a word for you. Is that okay? Can I bless you? Oh, the Lord wants to bless you in the name of Jesus. I heard the Lord say that you are as a David, and in this part, a man after his own heart. And so he's a good place to be. He wants you to be encouraged. And when the eyes of the Lord go back and forth, seeking for someone that stand in the gap and pray, he look at you. So when you pray, he hears your prayer. Because you are a man after his own heart. The Lord wants you to stay focused, to stay firm, to don't look to the left or to the right. Do not be discouraged. Because his ear is attentive to your prayers. Amen? All right. So, Father, we just seal that word in him, and we thank you, Father, for this mighty man of God. Father, we pray that all the gift and the talents that you have bestowed upon him will come forth in the name of Jesus. Protect him, Lord, to do exactly that, that he's not going to look to the left or to the right, but he's going to stay focused in you. Thank you, Father, for the heart that you have given him, for the things of you. Now open doors, Lord. May the grace of God be upon him and Lord, opening doors and guiding him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good. Amen. Well, today you have me. Glory. We welcome everyone. I see some new faces in here. Don't worry, we won't bring you to the front and just embarrass you. Why not, right? No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, as I was praying and seeking the Lord, what to bring today, the Lord has been teaching you through Pastor George about what? Very good. The heart. The heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, number one, and all the issues of life comes out from our heart. So it's my prayer that you have taken audit your heart and pay attention to all those little details that Pastor George has given you, scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. That you have gone home, right, and you will spend the next month just going diligently one after another. Hallelujah. I always admire, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. You see, like, they get seasick. I'm sorry. So, you see, Pastor George say a lot of time that you didn't come here this morning to hear his opinion. Amen? Amen? You came here to hear the word of the Lord and see what God has to say. Amen? That's Pastor George. Here, you need to hear what I have to say. If I had anything to say, no. I'm glad you asked. No. But I asking the Lord, it's a joke. It's different. We're very different. You know, like he's one side, and I don't know. But yet we have a wonderful marriage of 46 years. Okay, touchdown, yeah! He's probably going, woo-hoo. Now imagine the differences here, how different we are, unsaved. It was rough. It was not good. Thank God for Jesus, amen? So glory to God. So asking the Lord what to bring to you this morning, he put, tell my people, convey to my people, exhort my people, to embrace holiness. Wow. You know, sometimes you hear that and it's like, oh. Holiness, embrace. What does embrace mean? You know, when the Lord gives you stuff like that, you have to divide it. When Jesus speaks to your heart, you need to meditate and everything. He say, embrace. What does embrace mean? When you embrace something or someone, you accept, right? You hold on to it. You what? You welcome it. So this is what God is calling us to do. To embrace, to hold on, to want it, to welcome it? Holiness. Holiness. This morning, Elisa was playing about holy. We are entering into the presence of God, and you can't be in the presence of God without sensing His what? Holiness. Unfortunately, the church is getting so watered down with the world that we don't know where holiness starts anymore. Holiness becomes a foreign language, a foreign word. Holiness in our life is like, oh, He is holy. We know He's holy. Jesus is holy. But guess what? He's calling you and me to be what? Holy. Now, we take this attitude sometimes. We say, well, He make me holy. I'll keep on walking. No. The Lord tells us to be holy, to embrace holiness, to welcome holiness, to seek after holiness. When was the last time you were truly, truly seeking after holiness? Oh. Or do we shy away? Let's see what the Lord has to say about holiness. In 1 Peter 1:15. But as He who called you is holy, He's the one who calls us, you also be holy in all your, conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Now, wait a minute. In your conduct, that means behavior, attitude. God cannot make you do anything. You know that, right? I hope you do. And I hope you know that Satan can't make you do anything either. He's not that powerful. Sometimes we give them way too much power. He can't touch you. Right? So who is going to bring the conduct into holiness? What does that mean? What does that mean? I need to be holy and look for holiness and gravitate to holiness, to a holy God. Well, He said here, we are to be holy for He is holy. Let me tell you, the bride of Christ, God is coming, Jesus is coming, for the bride of Christ without spot and what? Wrinkle. That means holiness. And we prepare ourselves. We get ourselves ready. Yes, we. We tell this flesh, I'm going to be holy. I'm going to gravitate to holiness. I'm going to go and be there. I'm going to stand. Now, I know it's very difficult. This word holiness, that's why you're here. Because it's the Sabbath for us. Keep the Sabbath what? Holy. Unto whom? God. I pray that you took time this morning to fellowship with the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord and know that He required for us to gather together in His name and to worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. That's why you're here. I hope you're not looking for a social gathering, although that's part of it. Amen? But here's where uniting Jesus in us, the hope of glory. We're the temple of God coming together. The presence of God should be so real and so strong in this place that we will be able to sense His presence to the point that it will be even hard to move. I'm looking forward to those services. That the presence of a mighty God will be so strong and so good. Hebrews 12:14. It said, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Wait a minute. You mean I have to pursue holiness in order for me to who? To what? To see Him. To see the Lord. I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up, and His strength filled the temple. The angels cry, what? Holy. The angels cry, holy. Do you know that? The angels go, holy, 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 because it's an ever-ending It's not just saying holy and that's okay. No, it goes on and on. It's a powerful presence of God that never comes to an end. And no matter how many times you say holy, 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 it still move on. And we should be part of that. We should be wanting, embracing, walking it, desiring it. In a world where everything is but what? Holy. I know we have it bad. You cannot even watch commercials anymore without unholiness coming through it. How big is the TV, that thing? I remember some years and years ago when we started serving the Lord. We went to a church that they say that the TV was the devil. And if you had a TV, you need to pick up that TV and throw it out. And so people got converted, pick up the TV, and they threw it out. We covered it up. Oh, there comes the pastor. We put a tablecloth over it and some pictures. I've been transparent. We were a baby Christian. Why would I know? So when they came, it was that tablecloth. There's no TV in this house. There's no devil in this house. And let me tell you, back then, this is some years. I'm not getting old, but it was some years. Some years ago. That is nothing compared to what's coming now. Like I said, you cannot even watch what? Commercials. Be very careful what you put before your eyes. The Lord said, you know, command us, you will put no evil thing before your eyes. You want to be holy. You're serving a holy God. What's coming in the center of your living room? Ow. You know, you got the power. God is not going to come and go turn it off for you. It's just a button. Turn it off. Make sure you know what's coming to your house to fill your atmosphere. Oh, I just want to watch news. How's that working for you? There is so much unholiness. How about your tablet? How about your phone? How about the media? How much holiness is coming through that? How much presence of God is coming through that? There are people literally addicted to TV, literally addicted to the phone. You don't believe it? Let's call a fast. Let's call a fast of phone, and you see. Exodus. Nobody will come to church. That church is crazy. I can be a week without eating. Please don't take my phone away. Or the tablet, the computer. We're longing to find out what somebody else's opinion is of us. Amen? Where's the holiness? Where's my holy God? I need to turn it off. And let me tell you, if you turn it off for one day and you have withdrawals, please, your thumb is shaking uncontrollably, and you don't know why it's shaking. You don't have that phone. Where's your security? You came here this morning because I believe the Spirit of the Lord really wants you to check your heart, the one that Pastor George has been talking all these Sundays. You see, we have a responsibility, Pastor George and I, to come here on Sunday and tell you the truth. It may not be what is out there. And it might not be giving you goosebumps. I hope we can give you turkey's bump to run away. But somebody has to speak the truth in love and bring you back where God wants you to be. Holiness, 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 the holiness of God. Psalms 29:2 say, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Romans 6:20, for when you were slave of sin, Romans 6:20, for when you were slave of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. That means when you were in sin, there was no righteousness in you. Now you see the world, and when someone is not in the Lord and not serving the Lord, there's no righteousness in them. They're going to do sin. That's all they know. But what is Romans telling us and reminding us to you and me? But when you were slave of sin, you were free in regard of righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? Your fruit were not good. They were rotten fruit when we were out there without the Lord, without the Holy Spirit. For the end of those things is death. I don't care how good it feels. I don't care how attractive it is. I do not care. Sin brings death. Oh, for a moment, it seems like you're having a good time. Oh, it's okay. You know, I'm watching this movie. Man, it's a good action movie. Yeah, I got a little language. Little language? You see, we get numb. And all those words that come through your living room, to your heaven place. And then we say things like, oh, yeah, we dedicate this house to the Lord. Let me ask you something. Would you sit down and watch that movie with Jesus? Where every two words is a bad word? And this is what we're entertaining ourselves? I'm here to tell you there's no holiness there. But now, having been set free from sin, which we have, and having become slave of God, which I hope, you have your fruit to holiness. And the end, everlasting life. Glory to God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is clear about the holiness that he wants in our life. And walking in holiness doesn't mean that you're going to walk like you're better than anybody else. It means you're set apart. It means that the great one. Don't you like people, and I pray that you have, that they walk into a room and it's almost like, wow. I don't know. It's just like the presence of God. Some years ago, we went to Guatemala. It's a mission trip. And there was this elderly lady. And she was very meek and shy. And she prepared lunch for us. And I remember walking in. She had a table spread for us. Because she was so blessed that the missionaries were coming. We used to go and have a band and pray some worship. And in Guatemala, it was awesome. And let me tell you, this meek little person here wanted us to pray for the food. And we say, no, you go ahead. And I'm here to tell you that when she say, okay, and she opened her mouth to bless the food. This was no intercession, you know, binding, casting out demons. No, just to bless the food. It brought tears to my eyes. The presence of God, boom. The holiness of God, where is it? Are we losing it? Don't you know that the world is starving to sense holiness and righteousness? Not judgment. We shy away from standing for those things that are right. You can stand for what's right without offending, without being ugly. But stand. Having done, just stand. There's right things and wrong things. There's sinful thing and no sinful thing. Who's going to stand? Anyway, when she said, in the name of Jesus, open heaven, in the presence of God, literally, No one wanted to eat after that. We felt so full. Don't you love to be like that? Wouldn't you like to walk into your job and people will go, pfft? That's not cuss. But don't you like it when somebody's talking and they cuss and they go, oh, I'm sorry. They should all be doing that. But if they go ahead and they don't watch what they're saying, can't care, what is your witness? Holiness, not because of who you are, but who you're carrying. The Spirit of God in you should want people around you going, okay, well, there comes that. Even if they say, well, there comes that fanatic. Well, I'd rather be called fanatic than corrupt. Or is someone look and say, well, I'm a Christian. You are? Wow. Really? If you get those answers, we might need to check ourselves, don't you think? 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God. And they shall be what? My people. That's you and me. Therefore, come out. Now, who's doing the come out? It's not the Lord picking us by the hair and dragging us out. You and I, we need to come out from among them. We're supposed to be different. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. And I will receive you. Listen, this uncleanness is in the New Testament. It's not in Leviticus. When it continued, don't do this, clean this. No, this is 2 Corinthians. And I will receive you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse. Oh, wait a minute. Who's going to cleanse us? Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Wow. If you write on your Bible, I want you to write it. I want you to underline it. I want you to meditate. I want you to read it. I want you to look at it. I want you to take it to your heart. You put away filthiness. You make the stand. You gravitate to holiness. You pull it out. And not only you do it, you watch your brothers and your sisters too. What is this thing? We're not supposed to judge. Well, that's true. In the sense of, there's a warning when you judge someone, you make sure you're not in the same mess. But we are to judge. We have to. You do it all the time. When something is not right. And it's my prayer that we keep each other's back. And when we see our brother and sister, we go to them, to them. Not among them. You go to that person and you correct them in love. I think this is enough drinking. Maybe one too many. I mean, you're there. You watch the back of your brothers and sister. You hear someone always so angry, it's time to be praying and interceding. is trying to, listen, you look at each other, we're going to spend eternity together. Woohoo! Might as well be all clean up here. We are to be about our brothers and sisters' business, covering them in love, helping them. You clean yourself out. You clean your flesh. How are we dressing? How do we dress? Ladies, how do we dress? Oh, the world does it worse, of course. But we're not talking about the world. We're talking about the body of Christ. Modest. Not to be a stumbling block. We all have mirrors at home. We need to use them. Ow, I know. Is that why I take this Sunday? To be hearing? Smashing? Modesty. Holiness. When we walk in a place, do we convey holiness? Do we represent God? Or we are ambassadors of Christ? Do you know the ambassador of the United States? They talk, they walk, they dress, representing always, always, always the United States of America. They don't say anything that doesn't represent America. The Bible calls us ambassadors of Christ. Are we always representing the Lord? Embracing holiness. It's like looking in the mirror and going, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is too short. Or maybe this is too, right? Ask your father. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 say, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Wow. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God who has also given us his Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. It's not only here on Sunday, in this altar. When we leave here, when we leave this building, the Holy Ghost is going with each one of us. He's in your car and he hears you. When that one just went in front of you and didn't give you any warning, does holiness come out? You keep your hands in the steering wheel. How about home? How about our home? How about how we talk to one another? Hebrews 12:12, therefore strengthen the hands which hand down and the feeble knees, and make straight path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. You want to see the Lord? I do. I pray for his coming everywhere. I'm trying to find out who is holding him back. No. I want him yesterday. And let me tell you, I am very blessed. I'm not boasting in ourselves. I'm boasting in the Lord. We have served the Lord for over 40 years. And it's the best thing we have done. We have a good marriage. I have a good husband. I have wonderful children. They're perfect. Don't you know that? Oh, and the grandchildren, forget it. That takes. But I will give it all in a second for the coming of my Lord. You know, sometimes people will come and say, well, what about those that haven't come to the kingdom? Well, they better hurry up. But they're not going to hold me back. I mean, we're talking about me, right? We're talking what is in my heart. Do you think I love the unsaved more than I love God? Hello? I just hurry up, pray for them. Get in. You know, this is how I pray. I say, Lord, you know who's going to come and who's not. Not that he's making it, but he knows, right? And so, Lord, so if they're not coming, come on down. undivided. Our heart should be like that. In my best day, in my best day, I always tell the Lord, but I will give this gladly. You know, I hear people say, no, I want to see my children grow. Why? Like, she grew. Nah. And he still hasn't come. What I'm saying, this thing, check your heart and your love and your dedication and the holiness that needs to be in your life. When was the last time that say, oh, this person is so holy? You know? Or is it, oh, this person likes to talk. She's a gossiper. You know, fill the blank. Holiness. Holiness. Okay, three M's in closing. What do we do, Pastor Aisha? This sounds okay. Beating us to a pulp. It's time to go. 12 o'clock. Cut it up. Land the plane. I put it three M's. First one, mind. Your mind. What is your mind delighting yourself lately? What comes there and you allow it to be there? We can't say, prevent thoughts to come, right? They do. That's not sin. Allowing them to stay is what is sin. Just rebuke it. Move it. Why are you delighting? Why are you consumed? Who are you thinking about all the time? Or what? Is it finances? Is it your appearance? Is it your friend? I don't know. Fill the blank. What is consuming your mind? Well, it should be the Lord. It should be holiness. It should be God. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. What's coming in your mind? And I'm here to tell you that once you start pushing it out, it comes easier. It's when you entertain it, okay? When you entertain the thought. The second M, mouth. Your mouth, yes, this little bitty thing. Thank God we got one. If we have more than one, you imagine? What's coming out of our mouth? You know, Satan can't read your mind, but he definitely can hear what you say. Are you always negative? The Lord blesses you. You have something good. Yes, but it's not going to last. So you sabotage your only. What's coming out of your mouth? Did you get upset? And ugly words come out of your mouth? Did you turn around in such a way that those that you love and those that you live in, you can really cut them to the bone, you know? And by the way, that rhyme, stick and stone will hurt my, you know, where words will never hurt. That's a lie. A word can wound you so fast and so deep. Where a bump in your head will be healed with ice. And it'll go away. And you won't even remember it hurt. But words. So again, your mind. Where's your mind? Where's your mouth? And the last one, where's the motive? The three M's. That'll be good before you talk. Let me see. The motive, the attitude. That we do things. What's coming out? You know, I always tell the people when I minister, I say, if you get offended, those are your feelings. If you're offended by something, please start thinking on your heart. Something is not right with you. Oh, we don't want to hear that. You offend me. Boom. And just because you're offended doesn't make you right. I'm going to say that again. Just because you got offended doesn't mean you're right. Ow. So you go to the Father and you ask the question, what am I so offended? I'm here to tell you most of the time it's got to do with your pride, your control, or something that needs to be settled with the Lord first. It can still be offensive. And you still might need to, what, address it, but don't jump into it so fast. Amen. For all this, it takes a little bit of humbleness. Closing, Luke 18. And there's going to be like a little twist here, changing, but I wanted you to go home with this. Yes, because you're the one that came to church. All right, 18:10. The Lord brought this. I want you to meditate on this. It's Jesus giving this as an example. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and another a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, got to say it right. I thank you that I'm not like other men. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. What do I want to say about holiness and this? How do I put it together? It's going to take humbleness of our part to say, Lord, forgive me. I have not been holy. I have not walked holy. I have not speak holy. And what is in my mind is not holy. You see, it takes like a tax collector attitude. Looking up, hardly looking up, saying, have mercy on me, a sinner. I want his holiness. Don't think for a moment that holiness is not powerful. It's very powerful. To walk in holiness is walking in that anointing that the enemy see it. He has to stay away from you. When your home is holy, the enemy cannot come and really do a number. He cannot do a number in your finances. He cannot do a number in your physical body. He cannot do a number in your mind, because you're walking in holiness. You're perfecting holiness. You're pursuing holiness. So again, when we go home, you and the Lord, amen? Because I can't go with you. You're too many. This has to go. This has to go. This has to go. Oh, I need to have control on this and this. Let's all stand. Go to the Lord in prayer. Elisa, can you just play it a little bit? God say, be ye holy because what? Who? I am. Who's holy? He's holy. Is he the only one? He's not the only one. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy what? Nation. For we are a chosen generation, a holy nation. Holiness. Embrace holiness. Take it home with you. Be reminded that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. He is in you. So when you walk in a place, holiness walks with you. When you walk in your job, yes, when you are dealing with that cashier that forgot or maybe didn't give you the right change, holiness. When you get mad, when you get angry, when you lose, holiness has to be there. The Bible say, be angry and what? And sin not. The Bible doesn't say, just let it have it. Let them have it. Just open your mouth. Holiness. But if we don't even think about holiness, and let me tell you, it's very, you're not going to find holiness. Let me say this again. You're not going to find holiness anywhere but in the body of Christ. Ow. And so how's the body? Are we walking in holiness? You're not going to find it in the TV. You're not going to find it in the world. You're not going to find it on your phone. You're going to find it here. Here. In the body of Christ. So Father, I pray for your people. I pray, Father, that holiness will be so tangible. I pray, Father, that when those unholy things come in, either in mind or through our mouth, Father, or the motives of our heart, Lord, that right there, right that moment, we'll repent. And we will cry out and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God. Father, help us in a world that is so unholy. Help us to stand. I bless your people. And I pray, Father, that it will be repentance with holiness all this week. When we find ourselves in a corrupt conversation or thinking or even acting, our attitude needs to change, Lord. That we'll be able to line ourselves to your word because we love you. And we want to see you, Lord. And your word say that without holiness, we will not see you. And we want to see you. I bless your people and release them this week in Jesus' mighty name. If anyone needs prayer, we are here. Don't leave without prayer. Take this home. Take this to heart. Be holy, for your Father is holy. Amen.